All right, ladies. Well, welcome, welcome, welcome to day number 15 of the Uncommon Woman Challenge. Tonight, we are talking about the power of giving yourself away. If you have your journal in front of you, which I hope that you do, please, please say this affirmation out loud with me. Although I cannot hear you, I believe I'm going to feel that you are doing this along with me. It simply says, today, I know that I was created to help and serve others. I know I can begin to give I know I can begin to give of myself from exactly where I am right now. I lack nothing from my life, therefore I can give of myself freely. Today, I know that I was created to help and serve others. I want to say that one more time. Today, I know that I was created to help and serve others. I want you to think about that. You were created for that. That's what you were created to do, is to help and serve others. That's such a huge call. That is such a huge call. I know I can begin to give of myself from exactly where I am now. I lack nothing from my life. Therefore, I can give of myself freely. Today, I know that I was created to help and serve others. Ladies, I'm so excited to share with you on tonight, because I believe that if you have a real, authentic relationship with God, you cannot help but to give. I strongly believe that. Like I shared with you on the other night, we become like the people that we hang around. So if we hang around with God every single day, on a daily basis, on a moment-by-moment, second-by-second basis, we cannot help but to be givers. And that is such a huge gift to be able to give of yourself. Before I get started, I just want to take 2 minutes, maybe not 2 minutes, let's just do a minute, and I just want you to visualize yourself in all of your glory, in all of your gifts, your skills, your talents, and your abilities. I please, please, please do this, because the more that you see yourself where you want to be, the faster you are going to get there. So if everyone would just simply close your eyes, and whatever God is calling you to do, if he's calling you to open up a school, start a cleaning business, start a life coaching business, open up a hair salon, whatever it is that God is calling you to be, I just want you to take a couple minutes, 1 minute actually, and just close your eyes and see yourself giving yourself away the way that God intended for your life to be. Whatever he's calling you to do, see yourself doing it right now. There's no fear in your body. There's no anxiety. You're full of confidence. You're full of clarity. People are cheering you on. People are sending you nothing but positive affirmations, positive vibes, and positive prayers. Everyone is cheering you on, including yourself. You're being your biggest cheerleader in giving yourself away. What are you wearing? Who's with you? Who are you serving? Is it a group of women? Is it a group of men? What age range are they in? Picture yourself giving yourself away, because we lack absolutely nothing. Everything that we need, we have in this very moment. Everything. Everything that we need to get us to the next level, we have right now. So we lack nothing, so we can give of ourselves freely. Okay, come back to open up your eyes. And for my note takers, I'm going to go ahead and give you ladies some points that I want to share with you on tonight. And I want you guys to revisit this often, because we can often allow life to come in and outside force us to trick us in thinking that we lack something, so we hold ourselves back. So for my note takers, here we go. First, I want to say, I just want to give you a couple reasons why people don't give of themselves. That's very important to note, is why we hold ourselves back. And the first thing is that people do not think that there is enough resources. We don't think that there is enough resources. When we go to give our money away, a lot of times we hold on to it because we think, well, when is the next time some more money is going to come in? We think that there is not enough resources. And one of my favorite scriptures, especially, this is something that I stand on, especially being a business owner. And if you're not a business owner, this is something to also stand on as well. There's a scripture that says, as long as the earth remains, there will be seed, time, and harvest. So when we hear people talking about a recession, we always can stand on the fact that as long as this earth is here, there will be a harvest, no matter what, as long as this earth still remains. That is, if you are a believer, if you stand and believe on his word, that you know that you know that you know that it is the truth for you and for your life, you can always give because there is more than enough resources to go around, because the scripture tells us, as long as the earth remains, there will be seed, time, and harvest. So a lot of people don't give of themselves because they think that they don't have it. They think that there is a lack. The other reason why people don't give is because they think that they don't have anything to give. Each and every one of us were born with different skills, different talents, and different abilities. And when you know your skills, your talents, and your abilities, you know that you have something to give. You know that you have something to give. So a lot of people hold themselves back because they may be doubting what it is that they have to offer. They don't think that they have any skills, talents, or abilities, or they're busy looking at somebody else operating out of their gift, and then they measure it up against themselves and think that they don't have anything to give, and that is not true. Each and every one of us has something to give. The next reason why people don't give of themselves away is because they have a limited view of themselves. They simply don't think they measure up. And the mere fact that you are still breathing is a clear indication that you do measure up. So the points that I want to share with you on tonight for my note takers, the point number one is this. I want us to always remember this, is that whatever you give is going to come back to you. Whatever you give is going to come back to you, whether it be good or bad. Whatever you sow, it's going to reap a harvest. It may not come back in the channel in which you think it's going to come, but it is definitely going to come back to you. Whatever you give a compliment, it won't be long where someone is complimenting you. If you sow a bad seed where you're talking about someone, it won't be long before you find out somebody is talking about you. So always remember that whatever you give, it is definitely going to come back to you. The next point is, stop holding yourself back. I'm so sorry. Please forgive me for that. That's not the point. This is the point. What you hold back from life, life will hold back from you. That is so true. I want you to think about your skills, your talents, and your abilities. And if you work at a corporation, you work a 9-to-5 job, but you know that God is calling you to do something different, and every single Friday or whatever day that you get paid and you sit there and you add up the amount of money that you brought in and then the amount of money that needs to go out, and this job, this 9-to-5 job, is not making it. You just don't have enough money at the end of your month. But God has given you skills, talents, and abilities, but you're holding it back from the world. And then we get upset because we don't have the finances, but God gave us those gifts, skills, talents, and abilities to be able to fund our life, to be able to take care of us. So always remember, if you're holding something back, life is going to hold that back from you too. That is so huge. Whatever you hold back from life, life will hold it back from you. The next point is to simply remember that nobody on this earth can do what you do. Nobody. They may do something similar to what you do. They may do something that looks like what it is that you do, but nobody has your fingerprint. Nobody has your fingerprint. That is one thing that I deal with the most with my clients. I work with a lot of coaches, so a lot of people will come to me and say, well, there's so many coaches out there. Can I really fit in? How am I going to stand out? You stand out by being yourself. And think about that. If there are too many coaches or too many speakers or too many bloggers, think about how many doctors and lawyers and school teachers we have in this world. And every single one of them are necessary. So don't ever think that somebody else is doing exactly what it is that you're doing, because you have your own fingerprint. You will always stamp your fingerprint on what it is that you do. So you are the only one that can do what you do. The next point to remember in giving yourself away is to know, and I want you to repeat this, and it's simply this: you are needed. I want you to say right now out loud, I don't care if there's people in the room with you or not, I want you to repeat to yourself, I am needed. I am needed. When you focus on that, you will start to realize how necessary you are to this world. You are so necessary to this world. You wouldn't be here. God would have never even created you if you were not needed in this world. So whenever doubt comes up in your spirit, I just simply want you to say, I am needed. I am needed. You fight back those negative thoughts and those negative voices, not by being quiet, not by being sheepish. You have to speak back to those negative voices and those negative thoughts, and they will flee from you. I promise you, even if you have to do it several times a day, I want you to repeat to yourself, I am needed. The next point in being a giver is to remember that life will start to look different when you start to see the, or I'm sorry, life will look different when you give. You will start to see abundance everywhere you go. When you start to give out of where you are right now, life, you're going to start to see abundance everywhere you go. That is so huge. I experience this all the time. Whenever I am lacking something, I know that it's something that I'm not sowing. So I have to get busy in sowing it, and then I will start to see abundance everywhere I go. And I know all of us have experienced that on so many different levels. So always remember that when you start to give of yourself freely, that you will start to see abundance every single where that you go. The next point is to always look for opportunities to give. Now, most people look for opportunities not to give, but I want you to be the type of person where you're constantly looking to where you can fulfill a need, where someone needs help, and you have to remain a conscious person. You can't be a person that's stuck on your own problems and always thinking about yourself and always trying to fix your own problems, because when your mind is saturated with just you, your issues, and your problems, you won't even see the opportunities that are standing in front of you to give you that opportunity to be a giver. Most people look for opportunities to run away from giving. I want you to be the type of person that you look for opportunities to give. The next point is to stop fighting up against yourself. We are the only ones standing in our way. Stop fighting up against yourself. For so long, I denied my gifts, my talents, my skills, and my abilities because I thought I was not qualified. And I fought up against myself. I fought up against God for years. Every time God would tell me to do something, I told him all of my reasons why I wasn't qualified, all of the reasons why I shouldn't be doing what it is that I do. Stop fighting up against yourself. It's a losing battle. It really, really is. I often tell people, I hope God irritates you to greatness. And that is what I'm saying to each and every one of you ladies on the phone tonight, to stop fighting up against yourself. And I hope that God irritates you to your greatness. The next point, this is something that I do on a regular basis, and it changed. It increased my gratitude. It increased my finances. It increased my outlook on life. It increased my joy. It increased everything in my life. And it's something so simple. But I want you to write this down. I want you to do this. Start sending thank you cards to your bill companies, to your mortgage company, to your cell phone company, to the dentist office, to the doctor's office. Wherever you go on a regular basis and you receive service, send them a thank you card. How often do we call our credit card company and thank them for giving us the opportunity to build our credit? How often anytime we think about calling a phone company or our mortgage or the people that we rent from, is to complain or to say that we have a problem and it needs to be fixed. Be the person that sends them a thank you card. I remember I purchased a car a couple years ago, and my credit was so wrong. My credit was so wrong. The guy only gave me the financing for the car on the strength of my sister-in-law. She had purchased the car from him, and because she made all of her payments and he just trusted her, he didn't even pull my credit and gave. And I told him, he knew. I told him my credit was not right, and he said, if you're connected with her, I know that you're good. So I bought the car, paid the car off a year early, sent him a thank you card. Then when my husband and I just recently went to, how long have we had this car? We just recently bought another car. Maybe it's been just under a year. We went back to the same guy. He thanked me so much for that thank you card and gave me a discount on the sticker price of the car that we have now. It sticks out in people's minds so much. Be that piece of mail that comes on the bill's desk as a thank you card. Don't let it be a negative note or something that you just need fixed in your house. Send these people thank you cards. This will shift. It will raise your consciousness to realize that these people really are giving me an opportunity. They're giving me a service every single month. And let me just say this. This is kind of a side note, but I feel like I want to share this. I took a money class a couple years ago, and one of the coach that I was working with, she said that she said to look at our bill company, so every 30 days we've got bills coming in. And she said typically that stresses us out. You know, we're thinking, oh, my goodness, I got to pay the rent, I got to pay the mortgage, I got to pay the car note, I got to pay the cell phone bill. We have to pay all these things, and we get stressed out. She said to look at each and every one of the people that you owe money to, all the people, the bill companies, she said look at them as if they are cheerleaders for you, that they believe that you can bring in this amount of money every 30 days. When she said that, it changed everything. Because we don't want to talk to the phone company when we owe them money. But if you think they are my cheerleader, they believe that I can bring in that $225 a month every 30 days to pay them, it will change your whole entire outlook on your bill company. So that was just a side note. For those of us that don't like paying our bills, look at it as these people are your cheerleaders. They believe in you. They have the faith that you can go out there and work to bring in that money. So start sending thank you cards everywhere that you go. The next point is simply this, is that giving literally creates a vacuum and puts you in position to receive. When you give, you open up a portal to receive something. That is so huge because oftentimes we are going around saying nobody does anything for us, nobody does anything for us. And us as women, I know that we do pour out onto people, but just remember that it may not come back through that particular person. And it doesn't matter if it comes back one the next day or the next day. Know that it's in your bank account. It's in your giving bank account. You are opening up that vacuum cleaner and putting yourself in position to receive the very thing that you are praying for. The next point is to, our success in life is directly linked to the quality and the quantity of service that we give. I want to say that again. Our success in life is directly linked to the quality and the quantity of service that we give. When you think about the place that you work at now, or the business that you have, I want you to think about if you are happy with the amount of money that you're making, great. We could always use more. I don't care how much money you make. People always want to make more. I know I do. So I want you to think about how can you give more quality and quantity so you can receive more. Because everything that you have in your life now is a direct reflection of the quality and the quantity of service that you've been giving. When you think about people that work at McDonald's, nothing wrong about people working at McDonald's, but it's something that pretty much you can train an 11-year-old to do. So anybody can do that. That's why the pay isn't that much. Because the quality and the quantity, it's not real specific. You're making hamburgers and French fries and doing things like that, something that can be someone else can do. As soon as you leave that company, they can train somebody else just like that to come in there and do it. When you think about a general doctor, you think about your family doctor, you can go to him for anything. He may refer you out to a specialist, but the family doctor will see you for anything. So a family doctor, he's making pretty good money. He's giving out good quality. But when you think about when you go to a specialist, they typically charge more because they are giving a specific service to you. So that increases their value so they can charge more. So our success in life is directly linked to the quality and quantity of service that we give into this world. The next point is that whatever you lack in your life, you have been unwilling to give. And I know that can be sometimes a hard pill to swallow. Like, well, hold up. No, wait a minute, Angel. You don't understand. No. Whatever you are lacking in your life, you have been unwilling to give. I want you to think about whatever it is that you are lacking right now. Really think about what is it that you stand in the need of? And have you been giving it? A lot of times we think that, well, I can't give any money because I barely got enough myself. No, that's more of a reason that you need to give. You will get what it is that you give. Whatever you are lacking in your life, you have simply been unwilling to give. The next point that I have for you is to do not give grudgingly. The Bible tells us that God loves a cheerful giver. If you are at a place in your life where you are just giving and it pisses you off, you're tired of doing it, I need you to check the reason why you're doing it. Because more often than not, you're doing something that you don't want to be doing. You are doing something, maybe it's for somebody else, and you've gotten a bad attitude about it. Do not give grudgingly. If you're going to give with a bad attitude, just don't give it all. Just don't give it all. I mean, when you think about if you tell your child to go clean their room and they clean it with an attitude, it's like, hold, wait a minute, that room is free for you. I'm taking care of you. You need to go in there and clean that with an attitude of gratitude. So you don't want someone doing something for you with a bad attitude. So don't do things for other people with a bad attitude. Check your motives. Check your motives and see, is this still something that God is calling you to do? Or is it time for you to give that role up so you can get your joy, your peace, your happiness back? Do not give grudgingly. The next thing is I want you to think about the very next time you are out and about or whatever, a thought comes to you, and the thought comes to you and says, somebody should do something about that. Who do we think that somebody is? Those other people or the they told me to, those people, all those other people. I want you to know that when something comes to you, a solution to a problem comes to you, and you think, man, somebody should really do something about that, or they should create something for that. That someone is you. That's if it's coming to you, you do something about it. Don't wait for somebody else to do it. You be the one that does that. The next point that I have for you is that every single day, get in the habit and the routine of waking up and saying, how can I be used today? If you just ask that simple question, you are going to get an answer. You may not get the answer immediately, but the answer will come to you throughout the day and be like, oh, this is how I can give. You'll see somebody that's standing in the need of something that you have. So wake up every single morning and say to yourself, how can I be used? God, use me. I am here to serve you, to be a servant to other people. How can I be of service today? The next point is to do not allow your ego to get in the way of your giving. What I mean by that is that sometimes we give to be seen. And when we give to be seen, that is nothing but our ego working. We want someone to immediately give us a round of applause or say, you did a good job, or to encourage us in some way. Don't allow your ego to get in the way of your giving. Always remember that God sees everything. He sees everything that you do. So don't allow your ego, you do something for somebody and they don't appreciate it, realize that you're really doing it for God. You are being his eyes, ears, nose, and mouth here on this earth. God is our ultimate rewarder. He is our supplier. So don't allow your ego to get in the way of your giving. The next point, this is something that I learned years ago from Yon LaVan Zandt, my girl, who is, by the way, is on TV right now, if y'all didn't know. I want you to give simply because it's who you are. Iyanla gave this example in one of her books years ago, that when you're driving down the street and you let somebody over in front of you and they don't, you know, put up their hand and say thank you, we can kind of get a little attitude and be like, well, dang, I didn't even have to let you over. You know, you could at least say thank you. Eliminate that. Give and do things for people simply because it's who you are. And she described that's strengthening your own spiritual muscle. Because when we are doing things with a clean spirit, simply because it's who we are, we really don't need a thank you from somebody else when we let them in front of them in traffic. We really don't need that thank you. Yes, it may feel good, but it's who we are. So why are we looking for something in return? We don't need that. Just do it simply because it's who you are, and it will build your spiritual muscle ultimately. And you will realize that eventually when you get a thank you, it's great, but you weren't doing it for that. The next point that I have for you, and it's the second to the last point that I have, it is to always remember that the more you help other people get what they want, you will get what you want. I cannot stress that enough, especially for my entrepreneurs that are on the phone. The more you help other people get what they want, the more you will get everything that you're asking for. Oh, my goodness. This is so, so, so true. Remember that. I'm not even going to repeat that. I just want you to remember that. The last point that I have for you is I want you to think about the greats that have gone before us. Dr. Martin Luther King, Mother Teresa, Nelson Mandela, whoever it is that you look up to, I want you to think about how can you live a life of service to other people unselfishly, living purely and genuinely to be of service for other people. Because when you are of service to other people, God is going to bring people to be of service to you. I live it. I breathe it. And I know many of you have experienced that. And the last question that I want you to write this down, and I want you to answer it, even though it may be a little eerie in this exercise, but I want you to write this question down. I want you to answer it. What do you want people to genuinely say at your funeral? A lot of times when we go to funerals, there's people there that are just saying nice things because it's the nice thing to say. But how do you want people to genuinely speak about you at your funeral? That is what I have for you on tonight. I would like to leave you with one affirmation. And this one affirmation is something that I say several times every single day. And it's just this: Lord, use me. Lord, use me. So, ladies, your homework assignment for tonight is to write the five things that you are grateful for, writing your gratitude list. And the next thing that I want you guys to do is I want you to, if you can, I want you to give yourself a nice long bubble bath tonight. We are coming to the end of this challenge. If you have your journal, if you printed it off, I want you to take your journal in there and go through everything that we've talked about in these past 15 days. We've been digesting a whole lot of information. I want you to literally tonight, I want you to soak it in. I want you to soak it in, literally, in the bathtub, and just be and continue to see yourself as the woman that God is calling you to be. I'm going to go ahead and open up. If anybody has any questions, this is your time. All right, ladies, can someone let me know that you – oh, actually, I heard. Okay, so you guys are off-muted or off the mute. Anybody have any questions or comments before we end on tonight?
Hello, Angel. It's Kimiata.
Yeah.
I think you answered everything. I was probably being off track with the question that I had, because I was just asking, how do you find balance in serving others? Like, how do you know, like, if you're doing too much and getting out of line? Like, you know what I'm trying to say? Like, how do you know you're doing too much and people are dumping on you, and maybe it's something that you don't necessarily need to do, but you want to serve, so.
Two things. Number one, you have to create boundaries for yourself. You have to have those boundaries for yourself. And the second thing, our bodies don't lie. If you are doing something and you feel that the season for it is over, or you feel that that person is using you or taking advantage of you, your gut will always tell you the truth.
Okay.
It will always tell you the truth. So always go within. That's why I say go within before we go without. Always go in and check how you feel about it deep down inside, and you will know if this person is using you or if it's time to move on.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Anybody else have any more questions before we end on tonight?
Hi, Angel. Point number 10, giving the quality and the quantity. I'm not sure I got that correctly. Could you give me that again?
Yes, ma'am. That is... As soon as I find it. Okay. Oh, our success in life is directly linked to the quality and the quantity of service that we give to the world.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You are so welcome. All right, ladies. Well, I will see each and every one of you, hopefully, tomorrow, God willing. We've got three more days to be with each other. I absolutely love you guys so much. I appreciate each and every one of you. I thank you from the bottom of my heart for trusting me and for allowing me to pour into your life for these past 15 days. I will see each and every one of you tomorrow night. Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Good night.
For more information about Angel Richardson and her life-changing products, visit Angel online at www.angelrichardson.com or call 1-866-920-7020.